This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Suspected Israeli warplanes bombed Iran's embassy in Syria on Monday, and Tehran said 7 military advisors were killed, including 3 senior commanders. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The target, according to Iranian state media, was top Revolutionary Guards commander Mohammad Reza Zahedi. He had been a senior commander in Iran's elite Quds force, the Corps' overseas arm, according to the guards. Iran's ambassador to Syria, Hossein Akbari, said Tehran's response would be harsh. Syria's foreign minister condemned the attack. Its state media cited a military source saying Israel launched the attack from the occupied Golan Heights and that its air defense system shot down some of the missiles. The strike appeared to signal an escalation in Israel's war against Iran's regional proxies.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. An Israeli government spokesperson on Monday praised the 2-week military operation inside Gaza's largest hospital complex as a victory over the Hamas Islamist group designated by the U.S. as terrorists.
The gold standard for urban warfare.
Hamas and medics deny any armed presence in hospitals. The Hamas-run Gaza media office said Israeli forces killed 400 Palestinians around Al-Shifa, including a woman doctor and her son, also a doctor, and put the medical facility out of function. The United States said Monday it had expressed concerns to Israel about its planned offensive in Rafah in the Gaza Strip, and Israel had pledged to take concerns into account. The two sides had a, quote, constructive engagement on Rafah, the White House said in a statement.